Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Looking back at the past 2 years about some of the accomplishments broken down by categories that have occurred during the Trump administration, it is astounding. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. We have gone through a number of these subject matters, and we make these available on our website, and it's part of a PowerPoint presentation that I've done, and even this is just a summary because we don't have enough room to put everything in here. We've broken it down into Israel life, religious liberty, judges, government, economy, international engagement, and then a summary. And let's talk right now a little bit about religious freedom. Under the administration, with the directors coming from executive orders to the different agencies, there have been a number of advances that protect religious freedom. One of those recently came into focus in Vermont, where the University of Vermont Medical Center forced a nurse to participate in abortion. They actually called her in. She was a Catholic, is a Catholic, opposed to abortion. She was called in thinking that she was going to participate in a DNC after someone had done a spontaneous miscarriage, just to make sure that there were no remnants of tissue left in the uterus. And the doctor, when she came into the operating room, said, "You're going to hate me for this, but this is an elective abortion." They knew that, in fact, she opposed abortion, and they forced her to participate.
Outrageous.
She asked about getting somebody to replace her, and they said no. Her job was on the line. Unfortunately, she participated in the abortion, but fortunately, that became known, and the Trump administration, through the Department of Health and Human Services, with its new religious liberty guidelines and its Office of Civil Rights, got involved, and they've issued a directive to the hospital. Change your policies, protect religious freedom and conscience rights. You have 30 days to do so. And if you don't, you're going to lose all federal funding.
Well, you know, Matt, I think about the case that went to the Supreme Court that we filed an amicus brief in that was forcing a group of nuns to provide abortion pills and provide abortion as far as their insurance policy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And fortunately, with this new policy under the Trump administration, they were not forced to do that any longer.
Right. And all those lawsuits that were brought against these organizations or were involved in these organizations regarding the Obamacare have now been dismissed voluntarily by the federal government. The Obama administration pushed these, and they wanted to force Little Sisters of the Poor, that organizations, and others to participate in abortion. With regards to judges, there's something phenomenal that's been happening over the last couple of years. And the numbers that I have on my sheet are really underreported because they continue to change almost weekly. And what's happened in the past with Democratic presidents, they have typically selected individuals that are ideologues aligned with their activist policies. Republican presidents, going back to Reagan, have, and even before that, Nixon and so forth, they have chosen individuals, some of which are okay, some of which are not okay, because they've chosen them not because of their political, or I should say their judicial philosophy, but because of how politically connected they might be, or somebody knows them that's politically connected.
And judges are so important because they stay on the bench for years making decisions on these bills
at two terrible ones that were put there by President Reagan and President George H.W. Bush. You have Justice O'Connor. Mm-hmm. She's retired. Justice Kennedy, he's retired. He was the swing vote in the abortion cases and the swing vote in the same-sex marriage cases and the whole homosexual LGBT cases. And then you have under George H.W. Bush, you have Souter. He's retired as well. He was also just as terrible. But what President Trump has been doing and Senator Mitch McConnell is they've been really moving forward with judicial nominees and confirmations. And so the entire judiciary is being transformed in just 2.5 years. And you can see a difference already even in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals,
right,
which recently the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the policy, the pro-life policy, mm-hmm, a 3-0 decision. One of those appointees was an appointee from President Trump. The other two were appointees from two other Republican presidents. But that's the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the
Absolutely.
Most reversed anti-life Court of Appeals in our country, and yet it upheld these policies that the president issued regarding defunding Planned Parenthood and other kinds of pro-life policies.
Right. And of course, you were referring to the bad justices on the Supreme Court. Well, he's now appointed two constitutionalist justices for the Supreme Court. So hopefully we can start seeing some of this stuff reversed, like the marriage and the abortion.
Yeah. And that legacy will continue. I know when President Obama was president and he started nominating and getting confirmed these individuals to the bench, they have been very radical in their views. Mm-hmm. And we've had personal firsthand experience litigating in front of them.
And that's not a judge's job.
Well, here's an example of one in Virginia that ultimately at the time struck down the Virginia Marriage Amendment. She ultimately wrote the opinion, and this is the judge not knowing the difference between the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Mm. And her law clerks that she's hired don't know the difference. In her opinion, she says that we know the Constitution says that, quote, all men are created equal, close quote. Well, does the Constitution say that? No. What says it? It's the Declaration of Independence.
That's a problem.
So here's a judge talking about what the Constitution purportedly requires that doesn't even know the difference between the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
Oh,
this is a judge who, when she released her opinion, knew that people would be scrutinizing it, read it multiple times, judicial clerks, graduates from law school, practicing attorneys, read it multiple times. They knew that it was going to be released to the public, and they didn't catch that basic error. How do you argue before judges like that just could care less what the Constitution says, that just simply don't know what the Constitution says? This legacy will last for a long time, decades to come. You can go on and on about other aspects in terms of the government, the economy, the international engagement. We have Black and Hispanic unemployment at a record low, jobless claims at the lowest level since 1969, even before that. Black business ownership up 400%. Youth unemployment at a 52-year low. You go on and on and on about record employment, worker pay rate at the highest level.
Food stamp use dropped 500,000 in a month?
Right, and that's dropping
every
month. That's dropping every month.
That's awesome.
So you can go on and on in terms of all that's happened. You look at international engagement, you know, in terms of China. China is the biggest abuser of human rights, and it is an oppressive regime. And all of our presidents up until now, they've naively thought that if you just play nice with China, they'll play nice with you. The only thing that China understands is force and money.
And that's our president is not afraid to say no.
And so you see that happening. I know that there's all this discussion about having a trade war. You know, what China needs is someone to be able to
not be bullied.
Be as strong and not be bullied as they are. You have the president actually being the first president in history to step foot in North Korea. Now, I know that the guy over there is a nut, the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. But we'll see. We have to continue to pray that this ultimately has fruit in North Korea. I know that an organization that I'm very much a part of is working to get into North Korea as a Christian ministry. They have people trained in South Korea, ready to go into certain cities and they will go in immediately as soon as North Korea opens up. Pray that that actually does take place.
We saw Pastor Andrew Brunson released from Turkey. Gosh, and how long was he over there?
He was there for so many years. Many of our prisoners of war or prisoners have been released. Mm-hmm. Pray for our country. Pray for our leaders. The scriptures tell us, no matter what party they're part of, to pray for our leaders. Pray that they will be convicted to follow God's will. This country was founded on religious freedom. It was founded on the idea that God exists and that God provides government for the purpose of protecting our pre-existing unalienable rights. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Be sure to sign up for our emails right there on the subscribe tab, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.